I'm Kelly Wilkinson with a look at the growing number of employers offering incentives to workers who make healthy lifestyle choices and why that trend is expected to continue. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. To address rising healthcare costs, many employers are trying a new tactic, offering incentives to workers who adopt healthy behaviors. Tom Hubbard is Senior Program Director for NEHI, the New England Healthcare Institute.
Conceivably, that could be tobacco cessation programs, it could be Weight Watchers, and direct financial benefit to do that, making it free, underwriting the cost, actually giving a dollar reward to the employee to take part in those programs.
The Kaiser Family Foundation recently reported that annual premiums for employer-sponsored family insurance topped $15,000 this year. That's up 9% from last year. Hubbard says those rising costs and the federal health reform law increase the spotlight on incentive-based health insurance programs. The federal government currently allows employers to reimburse workers for up to 20% of health insurance costs for meeting certain health goals. But the health reform law will increase that rate to 30% in 2014. As a result, more companies are expected to try out such incentive programs.
Polls of employers have tended to show pretty consistently through this whole recession that employers are remaining committed to this kind of program, and the numbers have continued to tick up. I think a big reason is that employers don't see a lot of constructive alternatives to keeping their costs down. So, you know, absent any other kind of magic wand that could be waved at keeping costs down, then there is an argument to be made for trying to make investments in just bettering the health of employees.
For some health insurers like Blue Shield of California, that means offering incentives or discounts on premiums if employees do things like fill out health questionnaires or get preventative screenings. Supporters point out the logic that healthcare costs will be reduced if people take preventative action and make healthy decisions. Wellness incentive programs keep personal health information confidential, and employers are required to offer an alternative to workers who can't participate in such programs for medical reasons. That's in place because some health experts worry that the programs could lead to discrimination. Stephen Neldner is a partner at Mercer Health and Benefits.
Given that incentives encourage people to participate in meaningful activities, like changing their lifestyle to improve health risk factors, for example, or better managing their chronic conditions, there is good evidence that suggests that people who participate in those kinds of activities very much do improve their health cost profile. There's health cost avoidance.
And as the incentive trend evolves, so do the programs.
We've taken some of the traditional tenets of wellness, so things like nutrition, working out, walking, exercising, stopping smoking, getting active and changing your lifestyle. And we've coupled that with the ability for you to personalize your program, to gain points as you succeed and go through the program. And then you're able to take those points, which become a currency, and get rewards for them.
That's Joe Woods, Chief Executive Officer of Humana Vitality. He says one of the most compelling features of their program is determining what the company calls a participant's vitality age, which takes into account someone's habits and overall health.
Us traditional insurance people, we're used to looking at mortality tables, and we're used to saying, you know, Joe, instead of living to be 95, you're going to live to be 86. Well, what vitality age does is it brings it to the present, because that's so far down the road. It brings it to the present, and it says, you know what, you're living 6 years older than you are really in your chronological age. So if you just start to make choices and think about your lifestyle and start to make some baby steps or incremental change, you can really start to reduce your vitality age and live a younger, more healthful you.
The program just launched this past summer, so Wood says there's no research yet on cost savings or better health. Again, NEHI's Tom Hubbard.
It's been a matter of some debate as to how hard the numbers are to show how well these programs have cut costs and improved healthcare outcomes. But it's certainly the case that some of the large companies that have been experienced with this have made some fairly enthusiastic claims.
Mercer's Stephen Neldner says more evidence will likely emerge as the programs mature.
I think we're going to see more research in the area as well to further quantify what's the right type of incentive, what's the right amount, and all of this is designed to find out what's the optimal mix of type of incentive and timing of incentive, vehicle of incentive to get people to take action. And again, the whole goal is ultimately to get people ultimately to do these things from an intrinsic type of motivation, not just driven by this external motivation of an incentive.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Kelly Wilkinson. Thanks for listening.